Well, hello, this is Daniel Gregory. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the Perceptive Photographer Podcast, episode 366. And if all the timing is right, this should be released on March 14th, which is Pi Day. And we celebrate the 3.1415629 number that makes the universe possible. Make sure that you can actually like do things in life, whether you think about it or not. But more important than that, this is the day we all get to eat a piece of pie, the P-I-E variety, in celebration of Pi Day. And I've always been a person who preferred pie over cake anyway. So March 14th is a wonderful day of celebration. If you are into pie, either the mathematical kind or the edible kind, make sure you get out there and enjoy that. So hopefully you got to do something for Pi Day if you're listening on the podcast on any other day than March 14th. I also want to just give everybody a quick reminder. I've got some workshops available. There's a printing workshop at the studio in July. I have got the Meaningful Image Workshop, which is a 9-month online class that'll start up in October. And also the Photographic Center Northwest, which is pcnw.org. We'll be announcing the August Palouse Workshop I'm doing in conjunction with them. That'll be in mid to late August. But that registration should be up on their site here shortly. As soon as it's available, I'll let you know on the podcast. And also, we're going to be doing a Photoshop Virtual Summit again this May, the first week of May, so save the date for that. I'll have additional registration information around that as well. There's a great quote by Henri Cartier-Bresson that says, "Sharpness is a bourgeoisie concept." And I've always loved the quote. I actually have a Petzval lens, which is a really soft focus lens. I have that etched into the barrel of the lens as a constant reminder that my traditions of coming out of kind of the West Coast F64 tradition of photography, where everything is tack sharp, foreground to background, isn't necessarily always the best way to approach photography, the best way to approach the image. And it's still a habit sometimes I fall back into, and thinking about that sharpness that comes from either a particular camera choice or particular f-stop. So today I wanted to talk a little bit about the notion of sharp versus blurry in our photography. And like I said, I think there's a point in the actual capture of the photograph where we run into that phenomena. And we run into it because our eye is initially drawn to parts of sharpness in a photograph before areas that are out of focus or areas that are softer in the image. And so if we want to, say, draw the viewer's eye to a particular part of the photograph, we could make that sharp and leave other elements a little bit softer, and the eye would naturally gravitate towards that. We will also move from sharp element to sharp element to sharp element. So you can lead the eye through by doing some creative sharpening, by sharpening certain aspects of the image. And on the converse side, we could actually blur parts of the image. We could go in and use a selective focus, a soft focus, or one of our post-production opportunities to blur the image in a selective location, thus allowing the eye again to move from sharp elements to less sharp elements. So in the actual creation of the photograph, there's an interesting opportunity there to consider using sharpness as a tool of language, as a method of language, as a vocabulary within our language. So it's probably a better way of describing that. But we use that language of focus, sharpness, blurriness, out of focus as an element for understanding how our photographs work, how they change, how our eye sees them, how we respond to them. And by getting clarity around how to effectively use that, I think we can end up with a much more interesting photograph. We can end up with a much more informative photograph, a photograph that communicates more of the essence potentially of what we're trying to say, because again, we've added this layer of communication on top of luminosity and color or tonal values. And so understanding that we need to have some level of appreciable sharpness in the photograph, I think, is important. Now, the other interesting aspect of looking at photographs is there's a lot of photographs that I think are slightly soft and not necessarily out of focus. So out of focus meaning we missed the actual subject focusing, but a little soft. Maybe we shot it handheld at a 15th of a second and it's just a little blurry. It's just a little soft caused by the pushing of the shutter. It was handheld. Or there was just a slight bit of movement from the subject. And so it's just got a little bit of softness to it. And it's one of the interesting things when we look at photographs that we can detect, I think, because of the visual IQ we have and the language we have around sharp and out of sharp or unsharp photographs, we can distinguish when we look at a photograph between a photograph that is quote unquote out of focus, a photograph that is slightly soft or just a little soft in the focus, and one that has kind of an intentional out of focus. We can see that. We can kind of detect that difference. We can see that difference. We can feel it organically when we look at the photograph of like, wow, that's just off. And that one, oh, it's really close. And it just feels like it could use just a little sharpness. Now, the interesting thing about photography today is a lot of the software we have available to us allows us to go in and I won't say fix that softness because it doesn't fix it, but it provides a level of sharpness that allows that softness to become somewhat mitigated. And one of the things that I would challenge against that is some of the best photographs in history that we look at from black and white to color from all over the world, there are photographs that are slightly soft, that are photographs that resonate, that speak to us, that connect with us emotionally. And we don't even really think of them as soft photographs. But if you look at a lot of the photographs going back in time for photojournalism, street photography, things that aren't really advertising product photography, but modern everyday photographs, there's a softness to them. And I think that is indicative of the characterization of that moment, the recognition of that moment. And so just because it's slightly soft doesn't necessarily mean that it's a bad photograph. And being able to distinguish when we look at a photograph that we see the impact of the photograph and we ascribe to the impact of the photograph as being in many ways more important than the technical aspect of the photograph. Do we look at that photograph and emotionally connect to that photograph? Does it resonate within us, an internal dialogue, an internal conversation between us and the photograph in a meaningful way? Are we able to look at the content of that photograph and recognize that we are in fact moved by that photograph? First and foremost, before we might even acknowledge, is it a little soft? And part of that is predicated probably on size. You know, an 8x10 and a 16x20, you've got a lot more room in an 8x10 for a little bit of softness before it might impact the visual experience of the photograph than you do in a 16x20. But I would argue that even an emotionally strong photograph, as long as it doesn't get so blurry that we're not able to contextualize the impact of the photograph anymore, that even a larger photograph, slightly blurry, slightly out of focus, slightly soft, can still have an important impact on the experience of us as viewers of the image. And this drive to always have everything in focus, to always be able to rectify that softness through the use of software, is in many ways missing the broader question of, is that what we should be doing? Is that the value of the experience we are trying to communicate, the things we are trying to share? Because again, when things are slightly soft, it takes an edge off of us as the viewer. It actually changes our emotional response to that. And again, I'm not saying that a bad photograph, a photograph that misses intention, that is got other issues around it, that is then also soft and out of focus or significantly out of focus, gets a free pass because, oh, well, maybe it had an emotional context. But for those photographs where we are driven by the experience, is fixing that photograph, and by fixing, I mean running it through software that attempts to sharpen that, to mitigate that, in fact, make that photograph better. And I think a lot of times when we think about that notion of blurry and sharp and it being saved and rescued is because we in fact know that we have made a mistake during the capture of the photograph. The intention, the experience, the ideas, the thoughts, what we were attempting to achieve has been missed. And we are attempting to remedy that in post. We are attempting to process out what we know to be incorrect. And that is, I think, one of the distinctions we can find in knowing that an image that is a little soft, but maintains that emotional story, narrative impact, survives that way because we don't feel that we need to sharpen that image to fix the problem, because it's not actually a problem. It is an element of the experience. no different than making the decision to use high key, low key, saturation, desaturation, black and white, color, all those informative decisions. An element of how we experience that photograph is driven by that. And finally, I think there is something to be said about when we look at photographs, that we look at them with a critical eye. And we don't give ourselves a free pass of a blurry photograph in wishing it was sharp. I notice sometimes when I'm out doing, say, wildlife photography, and I miss the focus a little bit on a bird, on a deer, on an antelope, whatever it is. And it is out of focus. I don't use the word that it's a little soft. I use the word it's out of focus. I actually missed the focus for whatever reason on that particular image. But the intention was for it to be a fully rendered sharp photograph. I remember thinking that when I was out in the field. That led into the intention of that experience. So I don't want to give myself a pass on that by rationalizing out what was a mistake behind the camera. But again, at different times, I might just be walking around taking photographs. And what I'm compelled by then is not the nature of the focus, but again, the full unfolding of the scene in front of me, the experience of life behind the camera, that chance to see the moment and have that experience. And most important to that is to make sure that I understand the difference between that, so that in my own head, my own intention, my own experience has clarity to it. And by clarity, it might just be enough that part of the idea is in focus. So just like I said at the beginning of the podcast, I think there's huge benefit in knowing sometimes the sharp edge we walk as a photographer to intention, purpose, narrative, story, whatever you want to put in that bucket. But I think there's also something to be said about the unexplored area, the soft, fuzzy areas, the gray areas, the slightly out of focus areas of our own understanding of our process, where the subconscious, where the ideas are still stewing and melding together. That if we are always set out with 100% tack sharp idea and we judge success and failure on the execution of that, I believe we're missing out on an opportunity to have a much more rich experience with our own photography. Just like when we look at a photograph where we are allowed to move through the image, appreciating not just the sharp elements of the image, but the softer elements as well, that they are informative and as critical and as important to the story as anything that is in focus. I hope this gives you something to think about with your photography. If you think about the notion of blurry and sharp, I know there's a lot of areas in photography where we can walk that edge. And again, I'm not saying it's a free pass to not make your intention well known, but a chance to maybe think about how your process and experience is working. Have a wonderful week behind the camera. Don't forget to check out the workshops. If you haven't, we'd love to see you up at one of the workshops. There's a few spaces left in that printing workshop and then in the meaningful image workshop. Have a wonderful week, and I'll see you next time.